Blog Talk Radio.
What will stay on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. So come on and let's bless him tonight. Let's bless the Lord. Glory to God. Let's bless him tonight. Let's bless him. Glory to God. Let us bless him tonight with all that is within us. Let's, amen. Glory to God. Let us be intentional. Amen. In our praise, glory to God, as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Glory to God. Let us be thankful unto him and bless his name on tonight. Oh, come on and bless him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and bless him tonight. Amen. Just release unto him on tonight. Amen. The glory that is due unto his name. Oh, come on and tell him thank you. Glory to God. Tell him something. Glory to God. Tell him something sweet on tonight. Let him know how much you appreciate him. Let him know. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Had it not been, glory to God, he on our side, we just don't know where we would be. Amen. Oh, come on and thank him tonight. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his keeping power. Glory to God. For he kept us people of God, and he brought us here. Amen. Yet again. And for this, we give him thanks. For this, we give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you, Master. We glorify you on tonight, for you're good to us. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you. Glory to God, for you kept us all day long. And we just come tonight to tell you thank you. We just come tonight, glory to God, to let you know we appreciate you. Glory be to God. Words cannot express. Words cannot express. But, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father, for here we are. We've gathered. Glory to God. We've gathered, amen, with a reasonable portion of strength. We've gathered on tonight. We've gathered tonight with soundness of mind. We've gathered tonight intentionally, glory to God, to hear what you would say unto your people. We've gathered tonight, glory to God, from far and near. And Father, we just come tonight, glory to God, with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts to tell you thank you, to tell you thank you one more time. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for life and that more abundantly. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your saving grace towards us, your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for how you kept our family. Thank you for how you kept our children. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what concerns us concerns you. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that, oh God, you're true to your word. We're thanking you tonight for your promises unto us are yea and amen. And we're thanking you tonight for every promise. We're thanking you tonight for your word. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for your great love towards us. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you tonight for your saving power. Glory to God, for you saved us on tonight. You saved us and you redeemed us, oh God. You redeemed us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And Father, we just come tonight, for we are the escaping ones. And we come tonight, Father, we come tonight to tell you thank you. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you didn't allow us to be swallowed up by the enemy. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for your plan and your purpose. Glory to God towards us, your people. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory to God. Oh, God, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. Oh, God, we give you praise on tonight. And, Father, as we gather in this place, as we gather, glory to God, in this open heaven, Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Father, look upon each and every one of us tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon us on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight to forgive us of sin, oh God. Forgive us. Glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, look upon us tonight and have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us according to tonight to create, created us a clean heart, renew, oh God, a right spirit within us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will look upon every heart tonight. Look upon the spirit. Look upon the reins of our hearts on tonight. Father, for you see what we need. You know what we have need of. Father, before we even ask, Father, you already know all together. Father, you know all things. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon your people now. Father, look upon your people. Glory to God, right where we gather, right where we're still. We're asking you, oh God, to look upon us tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you'll move for your people. Move, glory to God, move according to your divine ordination. Move on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, let thy will be done. Thy will, thy will, thy will. Thy kingdom come. Glory to God. Oh, God, that you will do what you will. Do what you will on this line tonight. Do what you will in the hearts of this people tonight. Move, oh, God. Move higher in the most higher. Father, move in a mighty way. Oh, God, cause your people to know. Cause your people to know. Glory to God that you're real, that you're true, oh God, and that you yet live on tonight. Father, give miracles tonight. Somebody needs a miracle tonight. Somebody needs a blessing tonight. Somebody needs an answer tonight. Father, somebody tonight, oh God, needs to be saved. Glory to God. Somebody tonight, oh God, needs a touch, a turnaround of the heart. Somebody tonight, glory I say, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Manifest tonight. Manifest your glory. Oh, God, let your power. Let your power tonight. Oh, God, move throughout this line. Oh, God, move throughout my heart. Move throughout, oh, God. Hey, Shekinah-Bahaya. Oh, God, in the most high God. Oh, God, move by your spirit and move by your anointing on tonight. Father, say, set free and deliver on tonight. Heal, oh, God, by your spirit on tonight. Father, do it tonight. Do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Hey, God, in the name of Messiah. Father, as we call on tonight, Father, do it tonight. Move tonight. Oh, God, in that right early. Oh, God, deliver tonight. Father, deliver from adverse situations. Deliver from troubles tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it tonight. Father, do it. Hey, God, do it higher than I'm higher. Oh, God, and save your people. Oh, God, from their sins on tonight. Save your people. Oh, God, from the tomb of the Messiah, from premature death. Do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, and take us higher tonight. Take us higher. Take us higher. Oh, God, cause your people tonight. Cause your people to hear your voice. Cause your people to hear your voice in the midst of the voice on tonight. Father, let our coming here, let it not be in vain. Let our coming here, oh, God, let it not be a waste of time. Father, but let your word do the work on tonight. Do the work in our lives. Do the work in us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and on tonight, cause there to be lifting. Lift your people tonight. Strengthen your people tonight. Strengthen her. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, tonight, tonight. Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind his every work on tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for power. We thank you for demonstration. We thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we bind up the wheel. We bind up the forces of the enemy on tonight. We bind up every distraction on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bind distraction tonight. Oh, God, every hindering force, every hindering spirit, we come against it now in thy name, Jesus. We come against it in thy name, Jesus. Hey, Shekamabaya. Yeah, glory to God. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for success. We're thanking you tonight for great success. We're thanking you for prosperity. Father, rain down. Oh, God, speak out of you tonight. Oh, God, cause it to be revealed. Cause your glory to fill this house. Fill the house right where we are. Fill your people. Fill these vessels on tonight with your glory. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for doing it. We're thanking you for doing it on tonight. We're thanking you for your glory. We're thanking you for your power. We're thanking you for your demonstration on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for shaking heaven. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for turning around on tonight. We're thanking you for favor, for favoring your people on tonight. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for favor. We thank you, Jesus. Oh God, but we don't lie. Oh God, we may not deserve it. Oh God, but we thank you for justice. We thank you for grace on tonight. We thank you for mercy on tonight. Thank you for grace and thank you for mercy, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. Haya shada haya. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for lifting. We thank you for lifting on tonight, Father. We're asking that you will bless your servant on tonight. Bless the woman of God. Bless her on tonight, oh God. Bless her. Hey, God, as only you can, wherever she may be. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, for you know, oh God, all things that concern her. And we're thanking you tonight. We're asking that you will bless her. Father, we're asking that you will breathe upon her now. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for the word delivered. We're thanking you. We're blessing you. We're honoring. We give you glory. We give you praise. Hey, God, in that precious name, Jesus, we pray. Hide us behind your precious cause. Cover us. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Father, cause us to walk in righteousness. Cause us to walk in truth. Cause us, oh God, not to walk in deception. Let us not deceive any. Oh God, and let us not be deceived. But Father, open out that we may see the truth. And for this we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you, oh God, most high. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Cover us, Jesus. Oh God, cover us. Cover us, Jesus. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Ah, Jesus, and for this, we thank you now. Hide us yet again behind your precious cross. Cover us, and we shall be covered. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, say God. Come on. Glory to God. And let's give the Lord a praise. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Out of your being, out of your mouth, give him a praise. Glory to God. Out of your mouth. Glory to God. Give him a praise. Hi. Oh, God, give him a praise on tonight because he's worthy. Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Hallelujah. Because truly, he's working it out for you. He's working it out. He's working it out. Glory to God. He's working it out. He's working it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're about to see the manifestation. Glory to God. But it's in the works right now. Glory to God. And we give him praise. We give him thanks. Oh, God, we give him honor. Hallelujah. We honor him with our praise. Hallelujah. We got to honor him with our praise. We got to honor him. Glory to God, with our worship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, tonight, glory to God. Amen. We're going to have, amen, our scripture reading. Glory be to God by Sister Mary Holland on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, and to everyone in their respective places. Scripture reading will be taken from the 14th chapter of St. John, the 8th through the 17th verse. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do also. And greater work than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall act in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall act anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. Amen. God bless. Amen. The word is blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, we bless God on tonight. Amen. For what he's about to do. Amen. Which we know. Amen. Glory to God. It's already done. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We are, people of God, traveling. Amen, Jesus. We're traveling over to Bogalusa, Louisiana. Amen, Jesus, as we've already, amen, said. Glory to God. We're rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But I just give God thanks. I give God praise. Amen. For, amen, this young woman of God. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. Jesus has such a beautiful, beautiful spirit. Amen. And I tell you, amen, every time you see her, she has a smile on her face. Amen. Glory to God. Just a beautiful cherry smile. Amen. And you can tell that it's coming. Amen. From the inside out. Amen. Not just something that she's, amen, just smiling. You know, some people, glory to God, they light up your world. They light up a room. Amen, Jesus, with the love of God that is within them. Amen. And this young woman of God, she is one of them. Amen. She is saved. Amen, Jesus. She's sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and she loves God. Amen. She loves the Lord, and she loves the people of God. Amen. She was with us, amen, early on last year. Amen, Jesus. We thank God that we were able to snag her for a time, and now for a time such as this. Amen. People of God, we want you to make yourselves ready on tonight. Amen, Jesus, to receive God's messenger. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive evangelist Rebecca Love. God bless. God bless. God bless.
Amen. We honor the Lord tonight for who he is. Amen. I know that your phones are muted, but why don't you just bless the Lord wherever you are, whatever city, whatever state that you may be. Why don't you just send up a hallelujah praise? Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I always just start off with a small portion of a song, so you can just come into the praise with me. Amen. I need every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come. unto thee, I pray, because I need thee. I pray, because I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. You are my strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach out to me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, reaches to me in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your You lift me up, you lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up, you are my strength. Thank you, Jesus. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. You reach out to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. It reaches to me. It reaches to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we honor you tonight. Hallelujah, for simply who you are to us, God. We thank you for your name being Alpha and Omega. We thank you that you are the beginning and the end. We thank you, God, for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for every activity of our limbs, God. We thank you for those that are here on this Prayer News Network on tonight, God. We ask that you just bless those that are under the sound of my voice, God. Let your anointing abide, God. Let your anointing rest and abide within your people to every listener right now in the name of Jesus. God, I decrease and I ask that you increase, Lord. Less of me and more of you. God, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. And most of all, God, we give your name the honor for the victory on tonight, God. Thank you for every prayer request, God, that will come forth on this line. Thank you for every praise report right now, God. We thank you because it is already happening, God, and is working now for our good. God, these prayers and blessings we ask of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It is a good thing, hallelujah, to be here on tonight. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Hallelujah. I thank God for the opportunity. Amen. Thank God for, I was about to say, amen, Lee Evangelist and Minister Annette Bradley. Amen. Hallelujah. I honor the Lord tonight for who he is in my life. I thank God, amen, for my pastor, Pastor Hammond. Amen. I thank God for the ministers. I thank God for everyone in your respectable places. If you would just come to me to John 14. And 17. Amen. John 14 and 17. Hallelujah. And I began to seek the Lord for what to say. Hallelujah. Some things that dropped in my spirit. Hallelujah. As I was on the way to work this morning. Amen. Thanking God. Hallelujah. I always just trying to stay before him and asking him, amen, what must I say in such a time as this? For I believe that we do need a word from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. John 14 and 17. And it reads, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know Therefore, he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Amen. I'm going to read it one more time. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. And another passage of scripture says, Matthew 5:6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen. As I stated before, hallelujah, I was riding to work this morning, and the Lord began to just talk. Hallelujah. And I heard him say, out of alignment with your assignment. I said, oh, Lord, that thing just blessed me real good. Hallelujah. And I began to just say, Lord, what you mean by that? Hallelujah. He says, out of alignment with your assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is an alignment? Alignment is proper positioning or state of adjustment. An assignment is a task or a piece of work assigned to someone as part of a job or a course of study. Hallelujah. And I began to ask the Lord a question. And he began to let me know, hallelujah, that the assignment, pray, that we're living in a day and time, hallelujah, we are in a pandemic, hallelujah, the world is going chaotic, people are losing their minds. Hallelujah. He begins to tell me that there's much tear and wear on the body of Christ. Hallelujah. But we must not get out of alignment with the assignment of God. And you're probably sitting there and saying, well, what if I don't know my assignment? And even if I do know my assignment, hallelujah, Sister Rebecca, what are you trying to say tonight? Hallelujah. He begins to say, it doesn't matter what position you have, what title you hold, hallelujah, the assignment of the church is to not get out of posture. Hallelujah, we know that we need, hallelujah, God more than ever in such a time as this. Hallelujah, and I begin to pray. Hallelujah, and I say, Lord, I need you more today than I did yesterday. I need you every hour, Lord, every second, every minute of my life. Hallelujah, he said, you must say, in position. So many things are happening, and the song says, so many falling by the wayside, but Lord, help me to stand. Hallelujah. Satan has used his devices, and he has taken away the spirit of truth out of Christ. Hallelujah. He's fought us on every side or every circumstance, through trials, through tribulation, through people, through places. Hallelujah, but the Lord came to remind us tonight that we must not get out of alignment with our assignment. We must stay in a posture of prayer. Hallelujah, but we need, hallelujah, to stay on bending knees. We need to keep our spirit humble. We need to keep a praying spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. He began to tell me as I was writing this morning that the body of Christ has to detach itself from everything that might hinder your walk with God. And only you know the things that separate you from the love of Christ. You know the things that have keeping you straying away, hallelujah, from reading your Bible, from going to church, and getting up there going to church. Because even during a pandemic, God want to know, can I trust you to pray? Can you to live right? Can I trust you to forsake not the assembly of yourself? God want to know sometimes, hallelujah, what would you do, hallelujah, with what I've given you? It's not about a title. It's not about your gift, hallelujah, but can you stay in your posture, hallelujah, because the body of Christ needs, there are so many people that need the spirit of truth, hallelujah. He reminds us, hallelujah, that you know him, for he dwelleth in you, hallelujah, and he's already in you. You that have the power, you that have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, let not your hearts be troubled in such a time as this. Hallelujah, what do you do, hallelujah, when the weight of the world are upon you? What do you do? Yes, sir, Sister Rebecca, my church is closed down. My pastor says, get on the prayer line. My pastor is saying, Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to come shaking us. You got to come shake us and say, God, get your mind right. Boy, get your mind right. Hallelujah. Amen. Signs and wonders, these things, hallelujah, are dwelling in the midst of the earth. But I'm looking for a body. I'm looking for my people. Hallelujah. He shouldn't have to play where is Waldo, though, or whatever your name may be in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. For he has called us and equipped us. Hallelujah. That we should bear his spirit. Hallelujah. That we may live and walk after his reputation. Hallelujah. And as I begin to grow up, hallelujah, I remember that the mothers would say, speak of early in the morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. But the people of God in the body of Christ have gotten away from seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever your prayer time may be, whatever your time of consecration, whatever time he has for you to get before him, hallelujah, read your scripture, or even, hallelujah, be in an intercessory prayer. Those things, hallelujah, are causing the body of Christ to fall by the wayside. Hallelujah. And so things and trials and things begin to happen. Hallelujah. He begins to look for us and say, where art thou? The body that I have prepared. Hallelujah. First Peter 2 and 2 reminds us, hallelujah, even as newborn babes, we got to desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Some of us see the saints are falling by the wayside. Some of us is in Christ, hallelujah. We have to ask God to give us an appetite after his word. Give me an appetite to pray, God. Give me an appetite for my posture, Lord, that I be not dismayed, that I be not troubled, that I don't move out of my place or my position, Lord. Hallelujah. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. The man of God begins to pray as before I came forth. He said, you got to trust him when you can't trace him, when you don't know what he's up to. But you got to say, Lord, I trust you, Lord. I may not know what you have before me, but I know my trust is in you. And I don't know about you, but this pandemic should have brought, hallelujah, it should have brought you to a place in your prayer life that your trust elevated in God, that your faith elevated in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I bless the mighty name of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank him tonight. Hallelujah, for we live and we move and we have our being in him. That's why he said he dwells with us. He's already in us. Hallelujah. And we know that the Holy Ghost is a comforter. So it don't matter what may happen on the outside, whatever the obstacles may be. And hallelujah, I begin to pray one day, and the Lord begins to say, I will hold my promises. I will keep my promises because we know his word shall not return void. But Satan is creeping in through the mental stability of the body of Christ. And if your mind troubled, you'll stay out of your position. If he can keep your mind troubled, you won't intercede. If he can keep your mind troubled, hallelujah, you don't know how to come against those spirits. You don't know how to warfare. Hallelujah, call those things out. Hallelujah, it's not a time that we put these things, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost. But we call them out by name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We call, hallelujah, amen, every disturbing spirit, every distracting spirit, every lack of sleep, every lack of peace, every financial, hallelujah, thing that's not working. We call those things out. Hallelujah, amen, because victory got a big old mouth. Victory got a big old praise. Hallelujah, but most of all, there is a sound to prayer. There is a sound to prayer. Hallelujah. They told me when I was growing up, God don't need no coward soldiers. Hallelujah. You said, stay down there and pray till you break through. Stay down there and pray till you get your deliverance. Stay down there and pray and call his name, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He began to tell me there's too much wear and tear on the body of Christ. People talking to and fro. One minute you're in, one minute you're out. One minute you're stable, the next minute you're not. You're hopping churches, you're hopping leaders. You're still messed up because you're eating from everybody's table. People getting comfortable saying, you know what? My church is closed, but I can be in South Carolina tonight, and in a few hours I'm going to be in San Francisco. Then I'm going to travel overseas. Hallelujah. I'm going to be in Israel. Then I'm going to be in Jamaica. Just eat from everybody, and God ain't ordained you. He ain't called you to do that. He said, I just need you to stay in the posture. Can I just find one willing witness? Can I get just one of my children to stay in the pasture? Hallelujah, because I believe when you stay in your pasture, when you don't get out of line, when you don't get out of assignment, when you are not moved, shaken, hallelujah, by the things that have come to trouble you and the distractions that have come inside of the body of Christ and inside the church, that God will answer prayer. God will answer prayer. Hallelujah. So he's come to remind us that tonight, thank you, God, that is important. It is expeditiously important that we not get out of alignment. Hey, God. We don't get out of alignment with our assignment. Hallelujah, Jesus. That if my people called by God, if you have the spirit inside of you, if he dwells in your body, hallelujah, for we are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For he is looking for us. He is saying, I need you to get back in place. Come on, it's time for you to get back in place. Be not dismayed. Be not troubled. Hallelujah, for I am with you. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ask God to change your appetite. Hallelujah, that these battles that we fight, these battles that go on in your heart, hallelujah, I remember, hallelujah, amen, there's many times things are going on, a warfare in your life, and you have to say, not today, Satan, not today, Satan, I recognize what you're trying to do, but Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, some of us, we go to bed sleeping with the enemy. No, I ain't talking about the physical person. You sleeping with those distractions. You sleeping with those things that are troubling you. You're sleeping with those things that are distracting you and keeping you out of a posture of prayer. Hallelujah. Keeping you from calling his name and seeking his face. Yes, you might have did it last week. Hallelujah. This can't even be done on a weekly basis. It's got to be your routine. It's got to be your way of living. It be your appetite. Hallelujah. I'll never forget I was doing praise and worship one day, and I began to read the scripture. Hallelujah. The faith of God began to testify, and the Lord had touched me. He said, I need you to turn your appetite unto me and take them off the things that are not of God. And I begin to stand there and repent before the Lord, because slowly and surely the scriptures that came in, hallelujah, that kept me out of a place of intercession, that kept me out of a place where my appetite was ministry and seeking things. And I had every excuse in the book. He said, but I show you so you know where not to be found. I show you so that you can stay on your knees and pray. You don't have to be troubled because I got you covered. Got you covered. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't even know sometimes how to handle when our children come in our home or our loved ones or our family members, hallelujah, with different things that they're going through, and we fall right in the trap. Hallelujah. It's just a trap, trap, trap. We fall right into what Satan wants to do, because he wants to keep us out of our assignment. He wants to keep us out of alignment in our posture of prayer. Hallelujah. People don't pray with their children no more before you leave home. You don't say, Lord, cover them with your blood. Don't let nothing happen. Cover them as they're on their school bus, God. Cover them as they're going to their school. I'll never forget 2 years ago. Hallelujah. And I like social media, amen, but I'm not one to just really get on and go live and things. And it was the first day of school. And the Lord told me, he said, I need you to get on here and pray. If you pray, hallelujah, as a sign of my word, I will not allow nothing to come now by workplace. There was a time that we were living in that there was shootings going up all in the school. And I was telling somebody one day, I said, I remember where the safest place in the world was at the church house and the schoolhouse. Now you got people going into the church house killing because there's no discernment. You got people going into the schoolhouse killing because there's no discernment. We're so busy that he's keeping our mind. People losing jobs, they're losing finances, they're losing loved ones, and it feels like it's unbearable. But God just simply wanted to remind the saints on tonight, if you just continue to stay in your posture, broken, stay there. Hurt, stay there. Even if you're in good shape, form, and fashion, stay there. Pray until you break through. Pray until you push through. Pray until you press through. Because this is the season and the hour of the yes. The battle. not just get back to a posture and a position, but your position, your prayer life, hallelujah, your posture must say yes, Lord. It cannot just be a vain repetition, but hallelujah, your heart, your soul, your serving, your singing, your doing, your giving has to say yes, Lord. And I tell the Lord, everywhere that I go, every chance, an opportunity that I get, I'm going to tell the Lord, yes, Lord. He told me that old yes that you were dwelling on, it can't get you what for what I have for you. It can't get you for the things that I have allowed ahead of you. So you can't pour old wine into a new wine bottle. You can't continue walking and running this race with an old yes. It's time to renew your yes. It's time to renew your mind. It's time to renew your life and to renew your dedication to God. We say, Lord, create in me an appetite after your word, God. Create in me an appetite, hallelujah, to be in my posture, to pray, hallelujah, to call upon your name. Shorten my discernment, oh God. For there's a drifting away, and people are being persuaded, hallelujah. He's using all kind of devices and people and things and places to just simply put you out of place. Some of us been in God too long. We should still be sipping on the sippy cup. We should still be sucking that the breath. Amen. We still shouldn't be, hallelujah, on the bottle. But it's time to come over here where the table is praying. And the feast of the Lord is going on. I said, God, you have proven yourself to me more than ever in this season of my life. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing. I said, I'm excited about what you're doing. Hallelujah, because I believe God. Even when it gets heavy, I said, God, I believe you. The devil is a lie. I believe you. God, you have proven yourself to me. You have proven yourself to your daughter. And I thank you. Now, some of y'all know, hallelujah, I got in an accident on last year. And I said, Lord, the enemy wanted to get me out of my place and my position and my posture. Hurt, scored me, bruised me, couldn't get down. I got down on my knees. I said, God, I'm going to prove you at your word. Hallelujah. I don't care if I'm just down here for 1 minute, but I'm proving to the enemy that you won't take me from my place. For I let nothing separate me from the love of God. I'll let nothing separate me from my position. I'll let nothing separate me from my person. Hallelujah, because it is who I am. It is who I am. Hallelujah. And I thank God, and I begin to pray that prayer. Lord, change my appetite, God. Help me to really desire your word, to hunger and thirst. Sometimes work a way of there. We'll come on and we'll be so tired. You'll be like, I'm going to pray tonight. I'm going to get in prayer tonight. I'm going to get in prayer in the morning. I'm going to read my Bible. Then that phone rings or that TV show come on. Somebody knock, or you get an email for what? Distraction that is taking us out of alignment. Hallelujah, with the word of God. Hallelujah. I believe God tonight, amen, that somebody tonight, hallelujah, is getting back in alignment with God. You ain't got to confess your faults unto me, hallelujah, but you confess them unto Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I'm pulling on you. I need you. I have need of you, my sister. I have need of you, my brother. God knows what you deal with. He knows what you go through. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, we must stay in a position that you can tell us, pray until something happens. We got to go back sometimes to those old landmarks, those things that kept us. Thank God for grandma's prayer. For grandma's prayer, you need to pray and trust God yourself. Grandma needs your prayers now. Grandpa needs your prayers now. Time for the body of Christ, hallelujah, the bridegroom, to get back in alignment. Hallelujah, because the time is wearing out. Hallelujah, it's too dangerous for us to get out of place with God. It's too dangerous for us to get out of alignment with him. James 4:7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. We're not submitting to prayer no more. We're not submitting to our leaders no more. We're eating from everybody's table. We're in everybody's prayer line. We're in everybody's prophecy line. Because I need God to speak to you. He said, I can speak to you. Can you just spend a little time with me? Even through the word of God. Hallelujah. Challenge yourself. Push yourself. hallelujah, to spend more time with God. Hallelujah, because the body of Christ cannot afford to be out of alignment, and we definitely cannot afford, amen, to miss our assignment, to miss our call. So no matter what your title may be, no matter what your thing may be, stop doing church and get in position. Stop doing church and get in posture. We don't have all-nightarian service no more. Hallelujah. When was the last time you know somebody to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Amen. We used to stay there all night. We used to tarry, calling upon his name. We're tired from their fall asleep, but they were still calling on the name of Jesus. The Spirit was making intercession. Hallelujah. There was a different atmosphere. There was a different presence. When was the last time you established the presence of the Lord? Even in your home, even in your dwelling place, even in your vehicle, even on your job. When was the last time God said, I want to abide with you and in you, because he has need of us. He's the mechanic. He's trying to fix us up. He's trying to fix us, amen. Hallelujah, for he is the potter and we are the clay. Let him fix you. Let him align you up, hallelujah, for the assignment that God has on your life. Even if you don't know, hallelujah, what your assignment be, your assignment is the first place. Hallelujah. Pray for your leaders. Pray for the men and women of God. Pray for the saints. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, he even begins to show me. Hallelujah. One morning I begin to pray. Hallelujah. For every leader on the front line. Because you see a drifting even in leadership. You see a drifting in headship. Leaders, amen, are becoming comfortable because they're not going to the church anymore. Hallelujah. They're putting the jacket on and sitting right at that table at home. But he said people are drifting away, amen, from the presence of the Lord. There's a shift going on. And the question is, will you be in place or will you be out of place? And that's why he says the alignment. I need you to be aligned with the word of God, because there's a test and there's a work for you to do. Don't turn into a reprobated mind. Don't allow the enemy to kill, steal your joy, your peace. You're doing. Some of you, you have a sincere, hallelujah, a heart to do for God. And you have a sincere love for God's people. But because of church hurt and family hurt and things that go like this, it has drifted you away. Hallelujah. But if your soul is not anchored, the Bible says you will surely drift away. Hallelujah. But there's a beckoning call for the body of Christ to get back to a posture. And I believe that if you touch him where you are, hallelujah, if you touch him where you are, sister, and my brother, wherever you are, hallelujah, we can bombard heaven and God will move on our behalf. I just believe this is the season of the yes. The church has got to get back to yes. The church has got to get back to where we say, I'll let nothing separate us. Whatever those ailments may be, whatever your problems, your circumstance, your situation, it will not shift you out of alignment with God. Come on, somebody clap your hands wherever you are. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Let him send up the highest praise unto him. Hallelujah, for he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. I know your phone may be on mute. Can you unmute it right now for just about 30 seconds? And let's give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. Let's give him the glory. Thank you.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to open the lines tonight. Amen. We know that was a pre-recorded message on tonight, but we're going to open the lines tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to give God some praise tonight. Glory to God. Let us praise him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Come on and give him thanks on tonight. Glory be to God. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Come on and hallelujah. Come on and lift those voices tonight and let's give God some praise. Glory to God. Come on and let's give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise him in advance on tonight. In advance. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In advance on tonight. In advance on tonight. Glory to God. In advance on tonight. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yeah. God, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, we give him praise, we give him praise.
Lord, I praise your holy name, Lord.
Glory to God, we give him praise. Hallelujah, we give him praise.
Thank you, Lord, I praise you.
I give him praise on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. I bless the Lord on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah. If the Lord said breakthrough praise, hallelujah, that's exactly what he meant, amen, glory to God. That's exactly what he meant on tonight, glory to God. And I give God thanks, I give God praise, amen, Jesus, for this word on tonight. I praise him, I bless him, hallelujah, I bless him on tonight, glory to God. I thank him tonight. Glory to God for bringing us to faith, for bringing us, people of God, hallelujah, bringing us, amen, glory to God, causing us to shift, amen, and getting in alignment, amen, with our assignment on tonight. Glory to God. The woman of God said our first assignment is prayer. Glory be to God. Our first assignment, glory to God, is prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And I give God thanks. I give him praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She said, whatever we need. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She said, listen, people of God. Hallelujah. She said, on tonight, glory be to God, we must stay in alignment. Amen. We must stay in alignment, glory to God. We can't do things because other people are doing them. Amen. Glory to God. If the Lord said, pray, pray. Glory to God. If the Lord said, praise, praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, one thing we know. Amen. God does not waste his words. Amen. Glory to God. And nothing that he says comes back unto him void. Amen. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For this word, this realigning word. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And we have to assess, amen, to see where we find ourselves. Amen. To see where we're slacking off, where we're out of alignment. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have to have anyone to tell us. Amen. Because we know ourselves better than anyone else does. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank him on tonight, amen. Jesus, glory be to God for this word tonight, amen, calling us, people of God, to get back in alignment, amen. Assume the position, glory be to God. Assess where we are, glory be to God. Assess what we're doing, amen. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to step back. You got to step back, amen. You got to step out. Mm-hmm. You got to step out. Glory to God, and look within. Glory to God. And sometimes we truly got to ask ourselves, what in the world are you doing? Amen. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. I bless him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God for this word. Amen. Jesus, amen. I thank God for the appetite. I thank God for the appetite
on tonight. Amen. The appetite. Glory to God. What is your appetite? What are you craving for? What are you doing? Amen. Glory to God. What is taking the place of your crave for the Lord and the things of God? What has taken your crave? Glory be to God. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For all that he has said. Amen. All that he has done. Amen. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God. Amen. God. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight. Amen. So much has been said. Glory be to God. So much has been said on tonight. Glory to God that we can take our pen, our pencil. Amen. Take a mental. Amen. Take a mental view. Amen. Spiritually, let this word, glory to God. Amen. Look, listen, let this word, amen, Jesus, do an x-ray vision on us. See where, amen, we are, amen, and check, amen, those areas, amen, that we find that we've fallen short in. Amen. Glory be to God. And from there, amen, let us ask the Lord to give us an appetite. Amen. Ask him to give us an appetite. Amen. Glory be to God. An appetite of praise. Amen. An appetite, amen, to get into his presence. An appetite, glory be to God, to do what God has commanded us to do. Amen, Jesus, so that we can be in alignment, not out of alignment. Amen. Glory to God. You know how when you have a car and it needs alignment, amen, Jesus, and you're riding down that road, that car will shake, feel like the motor is coming out of it. Amen. Glory be to God. Feel like something is about to fall out. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, we don't want that to be us, people of God, but we thank God tonight, amen, glory to God, that we have gotten an alignment. So everything should be smooth sailing. Amen. We should be smooth sailing after this word, smooth ride. Amen. Glory be to God. A very smooth ride on tonight. Amen. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him again for this word. We bless him on this night. Amen. For what he's done, for what he said. Glory be to God. We pray that your faith has come to this word on tonight. Glory be to God. We pray, amen, that your faith has come to this word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen. Glory be to God. Tonight. Amen, Jesus. We pray, amen, that you gave God, amen, you gave him a praise in advance. Amen. A breakthrough praise. Amen. A break praise for whatever you had on the altar. Whatever you came on this line with, amen, Jesus, we pray that you, amen, came to faith. You came to faith, glory to God, and you were able to receive. People of God, this is what the word comes to do. It comes to transform us, glory to God. It comes to bring us, listen, the word puts us above, amen, whatever that situation of that circumstances is. Amen, Jesus, to bring us, amen, glory to God, to elevate us. Amen. Elevate us to faith. Glory be to God. Above and not beneath. Amen. Above circumstances. Glory to God. And not beneath circumstances. Glory to God. Situations. Above situations. Glory to God. No matter what, amen, is going on. Amen. We got to abide. Amen. Under the shadows of the Lord. Amen. In the holy place. Glory be to God. Amen. And where he is, we are. Amen. For he's in us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God praise. Amen. We give God thanks on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's anyone tonight, amen, we thank God in advance already. Amen, Jesus. But if there's anyone on tonight, glory to God, amen, that glory to God, you feel like, amen, Jesus, you want, amen, us to touch and agree with you even the more. Amen. Even though, amen, the word is calm, glory to God, amen. Maybe you feel like you need a little more strength. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God, like you, amen, Jesus. Just want us to touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You can press *6, amen, and come over to the broadcast side. Amen. We'll pray with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God, people of God. We just thank God on tonight. Amen, again, for this word. Glory to God. And we just want to encourage you, amen, even the more to come to faith. Amen. Come to faith. Glory to God. Let your faith, release your faith. Amen. That even as the word, not only this word, but any word that's coming forth on this line, amen, Jesus, release your faith and come to the faith of the word that's being delivered. Amen. Come to faith. Come to faith. Come to faith. Glory be to God. Come to faith. Glory to God. Come to faith even the more. Glory to God. Believe God. Hallelujah. And let us take him at his word. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This word is so precious. Amen. That's coming over these airways. This word, amen, this word is being declared that it might reach you, that it might lift you up. Amen. This word is coming, amen, Jesus, that it might transform you. Glory be to God. This word is coming, people of God, amen, Jesus, that you, glory be to God, amen. Glory to God. Listen, as a woman of God said, amen, come off of the bottle. Come off of the milk. Amen. Come off of the sippy cup. Amen, Jesus. But just believe God. Amen. You may, amen, even, glory be to God, you may have situations and circumstances of those things that you hear. Amen, Jesus. But listen, people of God, let us come to strength. Let us come to the strength in our faith. Amen. And believe God. Amen. Let's try him. Amen. For miracles. Amen. See what the Lord will do. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's none on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to pray, amen, for the woman of God on tonight for this word. Amen. Wherever she may be, glory to God, we just on tonight, we want to bless God for her. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you tonight for your servant. We're thanking you for this word that you have sent unto us, your people. Father, we thank you tonight for this transforming word. We're thanking you tonight, oh God. Glory be to God that this word, amen, has found us right where we are. And we bless you. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for your love just so much. Glory to God that you will call us, amen. Glory to God, come into alignment and to assume the proper posture in you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. And Father, we say yes tonight. We say yes to you. We say yes to you. Glory to God. We say yes unto you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not the yes of yesterday, but the yes of right now. We say yes unto you. Glory to God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, glory to God, that thy will be done in us. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes, 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 unto you we declare. Oh, God, yes, glory to God. Whatever the assignment, Father, we say yes unto you on tonight, Father. And we're asking, glory to God, even the more. Oh, God, guide our steps on tonight. Cause us, oh, God, to get in the proper place, to be in the proper place, oh, God, in the right spot. Posture, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, glory to God, cause us to find ourselves in the right place at the right time. Thou precious, oh God, we pray, glory be to God, Father, that you would have your divine will, have your will, oh God, in each and every one of us on tonight. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, cause us to know, glory to God, that you have a divine will, that you have a plan and you have a purpose for our lives. And Father, we again on tonight, we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your servant tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her now. Bless her, bless her, bless her. Oh, God, bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Father, we're asking that you would bless her on tonight. Father, cause, oh, God, cause her feet, oh, God, to walk in the high places. Father, give her hands, feet on high places, we pray on tonight. In that precious name, oh, God. Father, we thank you for elevation on tonight. Thank you for elevating her. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your perfect and your divine will being done in her life. We're thanking you for perfect alignment and perfect posture in her life. Father, we bless you.
bless you. We thank you now. We thank you, oh God, for meeting her every need, her every desire. Father, we thank you for doing it. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for open doors unto her, oh God, that she will carry forth this gospel, oh God, unto your people. We're thanking you for strength now. Strengthen up on the days ahead, we do pray in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we bless you now. We bless you for everyone, hey God, everyone, oh God, that has come to this line, those that are listening, oh God, those that are listening by radio, those that are listening by Facebook, oh God, those that are listening by internet, those that are listening, oh God, that have called into the broadcast on tonight. We're thanking you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for realignment on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for what you've done, for what you already done. Father, we say, hey, hey, glory to God. We thank you now. We thank you. We bless you, oh God. Father, we're asking you tonight to cover and shield us tonight, Father, with this self-same anointing, this word, the word of your anointing, Father. We're thanking you tonight for your glory. We're asking that you would cover us now. Cover us, shield us, and protect us. We do pray, oh, Father, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh, God, to cover, glory to God, everything that concerns us. But we commit it unto thee. We commit it unto thee and thee alone. We do pray. We thank you, glory to God, for what you're about to do in our lives. We thank you for what you've already done. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for every listener. We're thanking you, glory to God, for every sign, for every wonder, for every miracle. We give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. Now you promise your beloved sweet sleep. You promise the sweet sleep, oh God. Oh God, and we bind the hand of the troubler. We bind the hand of the enemy. And we cast them out. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. Say to him, the blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we thank you for peace. We're thanking you for sweet sleep on tonight. Cause your beloved to have rest and cause us to rise in your resurrection power. Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking you tonight, glory to God, as we leave this broadcast, glory to God, from all over the world. Father, we're asking you tonight to bring us back at the appointed time. Bring us back, glory to God. Bring us back refreshed. Bring us back revived. Bring us back with testimonies, glory to God, that the world has not heard yet. Bring us back, glory to God, bringing in the sheaves. Bring us back, glory to God, bringing the joy. Oh, God, that the joy bells may ring within our souls. Father, we thank you. We praise you now. We're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross and cover us in your shed blood. We do pray for this. We thank you now. We bless you in that precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost, glory to God. Amen. We give God thanks again. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God again for this word. Amen, Jesus. We thank him for his messenger. We thanking him, glory to God, again for each of you people of God and for what God is doing in your life by his word, by his spirit, by his choice anointing. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory to God. We want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. We'll send it to you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Simply text 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, people of God, you can text us, those that are international. Amen. We'll get a copy to you. Glory be to God. Amen. And you can simply text us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Take those numbers down. Amen. Listen, even if you don't request a copy, listen, people of God, if you're talking to anyone, glory be to God, listen, you can tell them, listen, I got something for you to hear. Text this number and tell them to send you a copy of the broadcast from last night. Amen. Glory to God. So even if you don't want to get a copy, give the numbers and tell someone to call or text us. Amen. And let us know
that they would like to have, and we'll get a copy to them. Amen. Glory to God. One more time, we want to let you know you can listen to us, amen, via the web. Go out to Prayer News Network Global. Amen. You can listen to us on Facebook. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. You can listen to us there. Amen. And also, amen, the new REARC Prayer Group 52. Amen. Glory to God. You can go out there, and the self same broadcast will be out there. Amen. People of God, we're trying to get this word out. We're trying to get it out to the masses. Amen. Glory to God. And it is getting there. Amen. It is getting there. Amen. All over the world. It is getting there. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight, people of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, we pray that you are taking notes, that you are taking notes, and then go back, amen, and savor those notes and get into the word. Amen. Glory to God. Pray that God gives you stir your appetite, amen, for prayer, for worship. Amen, Jesus. Just stir your appetite to do, amen, his will. Glory be to God, amen, in you. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We love you. We appreciate you on tonight. We invite you to come back out tomorrow night. Amen. We're here at 9 o'clock. Amen. We're here at 9 o'clock. Amen. Come back and be with us. Again, tell somebody about the PNN. Invite someone to the PNN. And we will see you or hear you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you. God bless you. We love you. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. Blessings to you now.
Goodbye.